When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, authentic influencers, here we are in episode 107, and we are going to be talking today about leadership. Now, leadership is something that I think a lot of people in network marketing, it's kind of this thing that like is for the elite. Right? These people who are like the top leaders and we want to be just like them. And maybe we don't believe enough in ourselves that we can actually be that, or we just aren't really sure if we get there, how that's actually going to, how it's going to play out in our lives and what kind of leader are we going to be? And maybe we don't feel like we are the kind of leader that we want to be. So there's a lot that comes into leadership. And so I'm so excited to bring on Kimberly Hambrick. She is someone who has been studying leadership and development and growing, growth coaches and all of these things. Her whole business is all about how she can empower leaders so that way they can achieve the significance that they really desire. So I'm so excited to bring her on, and I can't wait for you guys to dive right into this interview. Hey, authentic influencers, we are here today with Kimberly Hambrick, and I'm so excited to bring her on as a guest today because her whole passion and everything she does is all about leadership. And this is a topic that is so needed in network marketing, of how we can be better leaders and how we can really just lead with service. So Kimberly, welcome to our show.
Oh, Brooke, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here and to talk with your audience.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this all day. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So for people who don't know who you are, we can get to know you a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started in the corporate world and worked in the corporate world for about 30 years. I started as an educational consultant, and I know you have a background as a teacher. And so I mean, no offense when I say I was never a teacher, because other people's children don't always know where the line is. And sure. I didn't know if I could handle that. So I was somebody who would bring training and technical assistance to teachers to help them with the work they did. So that was the world that I lived in for about 30 years. I also did business development, corporate development, really, really successful, really great at bringing different organizations together to win multi-year, multi-million dollar projects. So love that work. But what I was doing in that role is putting people in positions for project directors that weren't really equipped to be a project director. And a lot of times companies don't do development to help people with leadership. So I decided to step out on my own and start my own company, which focuses on leadership development. And first and foremost, we are all leaders, because the first person we lead is ourselves. And I'm a firm believer that if we get it right with us first, then like with your listeners and the network marketing, as they bring more people on, as long as they have themselves right, they're going to be able to continue that success outward. So that's where my focus and my passion lies.
Awesome. I love that. And I love the idea of that everyone is a leader, because there's been, even when I was bringing people onto my team and they would start recruiting people, they would be, well, I'm not a leader, you know? So I love that attitude of like, you lead yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's so true. So what are like, if, since you do this, you train people on how to be leaders and stuff. So if you got someone that's brand new and they're like, I'm not really sure how to be a leader and what to do, like what are like the first steps that you have them go through?
Yeah, so I actually work a lot with what we call emerging leaders. So those would be people who are either young in their career by age or new to a leadership role. And what's really important is when you find yourself, once you get comfortable with I'm a leader, then you have to realize what that means to carry that outward. And so we spend a lot of time working first and foremost on what are your values, because I'm a firm believer that you need to operate within your values. If you don't, you're just going to be very frustrated and angry for a lot of your career, and that's not worth it. Get set with what your values are, and then start looking at what your strengths are. And this is what's so important for people to understand as they advance and they have oversight of others. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to be perfect at everything. Find out where your skills are, what you're great at, and then find others who have different skills. And most importantly, trust in those people to do the work that you want them to do. I get so frustrated with leaders who do their best to bring and assemble a great team, and then they don't allow the team members to do what they're good at. So don't micromanage anybody.
Yes, that's great advice. And I've seen that too, where people bring in others and then they kind of step on their toes a little bit, or it's like, well, you're not doing it the way that I want you to, and that kind of thing, you know? So on this topic, like, let's talk a little bit about like delegation and how to have, because in network marketing, there's not a ton. It's not like a traditional, like, okay, I'm now the leader, so I'm going to delegate all of my stuff down. But there are some things that we can delegate to other people on our team in network marketing to help us. Like, it's like everyone's on the same ship and we all got to keep going, moving forward, you know? So what are some of your like delegation tips?
Well, so I touched on one just a few seconds ago with what you're not good at.
Yes.
So for example, one of the other things that I do, I'm a DISC certified trainer and instructor, so DISC. And I'm a high I, which is an extrovert, and I have a lot of energy, and I'm really excited. But details, I am not a detail person. It always amazes me sometimes when I look at what my challenges are and I'm thinking, why would anybody put me in charge of anything? I'm not a detailed person. So looking at what I'm not good at, finding somebody who loves details and letting them thrive there. The key thing for me with delegation, and I think a lot of people overlook, is making sure that the person you're delegating to understands what the expectations are, what the accountability measures look like. Set those all up front. So if I'm going to say, Brooke, hey, you know, I want you to do XYZ. The reason that I want you to do this is because you have these skill sets. What this is going to look like is we're going to get to these results, and I want you to check in with me. A lot of times people will just hand off assignments to their team. They don't tell them what the expectations are. They don't talk about accountability up front. And then fast forward to a couple weeks, a couple months, years later, and the people aren't performing and they want to get rid of them. Well, that's not fair to anybody. If you haven't told them what the expectations are up front, how are they going to know what they need to do? So I think from a delegation point of view, what you're not good at, where others can bring strengths to it, and make sure that they know what the requirements and expectations are up front.
I love that, because I've seen, it's something I've even had to learn too, where I'm like, okay, you're good at this, great. You just do it and run with it and tell me when it's done.
Yeah. You know?
And you can't really be a leader that way.
No, because the person that you said run with it until it's done, when they hit a roadblock, when they're struggling, they don't know they can come back and ask for guidance. They don't want to come back and ask for guidance because now they're going to show you, or they might show you, that they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And they might think that's a red flag. So they're going to sit over here and they're going to struggle and the work's never going to get done. And then when they sheepishly push it up on your desk or onto your computer, you're like, what the heck?
This is not what I was thinking. I was getting at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So just set everybody up for success in the beginning.
Love it. So when it comes to leadership, something that's really big, especially in network marketing, is doing like recognitions and like gifts and things like that. So do you have like a strategy that you use, or how, because the thing that I ran into in my team was that it seemed like it was the same people who were always like the top recruiters and like the, had the most in sales and things like that. So how do you keep people motivated when like the normal things that you would give as like, as recognition goes to the same people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So first I want to share a story early on in my career. I was the only female in a unit with all men. The men were older than me and the men all had their doctorate degrees. I didn't have mine at the time. And I was doing great work and I had just landed a huge contract. So we had a staff meeting and the boss said, hey, he congratulated me for this huge contract that I brought in. And then he saw the faces around the table of people who weren't really excited. So he went around and he congratulated everybody. And it was almost like, Brooke, thank you for showing up today. And to make everybody happy, the person who did something well, it just continued to get watered down. So, you know, you have to be careful doing that because you're not going to please everybody. Now, when you have people who are your top performers and who they're always doing things well, are there other type of rewards that you could create, or are there other opportunities for recognition that you can give people? I do kudos, so it's a playoff of Kimberly, so it's, you know, I always say kudos. And you can recognize people for small things. Just kind of get into the habit of having a gratitude, a strategy, if you will. And I think most of the time, what I've learned throughout my career, people just want to hear kind words. People just want to know that somebody appreciates them more than a bonus, or things like that. So you can create different opportunities. If somebody is reaching all the targets and the sales numbers, is there another person who has been doing really well on the team bringing in new members? Or is there another person on the team who is great at X? And how can you do that? I mean, because it does get a little old if the person, if your only metric is are dollars. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I don't think that's what you're doing, but a lot of times it's based on sales. And so if that's your only metric, then you're setting your team up to compete against each other. And I don't know if that's truly the environment that you want to create.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well, any other words of advice or anything for people who are like ready to get in there, they are starting to step into this leadership role and they're just maybe looking for a little bit of direction?
Well, sure. Well, first and foremost, we're all leaders. Believe in yourself. Figure out what your strengths are. Figure out what you want to do. And one of my favorite quotes is from John Maxwell, which I do work with him. And John says, success is when you add value to yourself. Significance is when you add value to others. So when you get into a leadership role, it's not about you anymore. It's about you growing and empowering the other people on your team. And that is my best advice, that those are the leaders who are successful. Those are the leaders who treat their team members as people. And those are the leaders that are going to have the most success, in my opinion.
Awesome. I love that quote. I'm going to have to write that down.
Yeah, he's brilliant. It's not my quote, but I quote him all the time.
Yes, he is. I love all his books. So, well, Kimberly, if there are people who want to get in touch with you and learn more about becoming a better leader, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, my website is KimberlyHambrick.com.
Okay.
And I'm very active on LinkedIn as Kimberly Hambrick. So easy to find. If you know my name, you can find me.
Awesome. Okay. And we'll make sure we link to that in the show notes. So
thank you
so much for spending some time today and helping all of our network marketers learn how to be better leaders.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
I hope you guys have like a whole page of notes really after listening to that. Kimberly had so many great things to say about how you can be a great leader. And I especially love how she talked about delegating things, because that's the biggest thing when you become a leader, that you have so many things that you need to do. You do not need to be focusing on the things that you are not good at and things that may stress you out or take you way more time than it should. And that is actually the exact reason why we created Outsource Your Influence. So you are the first to be hearing about this. What is Outsource Your Influence? Well, we actually have trained people, they are called virtual influence partners, to come and partner alongside of you and do all of the tech work and all the things that you just don't really want to do. So if you are not great at posting and everything about social media, if you need help running all of your reports and things on your back end and setting up emails and just doing all of that tech stuff that takes you hours and hours and YouTube videos to try to figure out, well, we have a whole staff trained for you that you can come in and just borrow, and they can go in and do all of the things in your business that you're looking to do. So if you are interested in learning more about Outsource Your Influence, just go to outsourceyourinfluence.com and there's a little video I made for you over there. So go and check that out. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you all on the next episode. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a two-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.